For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney is saying he expects the current government shutdown to go on for a while. He did reveal the president has come down on his initial demand of $5 billion to build the wall.
We sat down with Mr. Schumer and gave him a number below five.
The president tweeted, "We'll be forced to close down the southern border entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us money to finish the wall." USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if Congress doesn't approve funding for a border wall. White House incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News the president does have limited options.
It seems like Democrats really like border security when there's a Democrat in office and don't like it when Donald Trump is in office. And I think what the president is trying to do, and rightly so, is shed some light on what's happening here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season. Just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
There's a lot of rain across the country. More rain is in the forecast for much of the south and southeast after an initial storm dumped as much as a foot of rain in southwestern Mississippi. Many places on the east coast have seen their wettest year on record, as much as 50 inches of rain above normal in some locations. A foot of snow was recorded in Minnesota. So far, five people have died from the storm. Aquaman is the current king at the box office. It boasts the sixth biggest Christmas day for movie ticket sales. The movie Vice is hoping to top this week's box office.
Vice presidency is a mostly symbolic job.
Christian Bale plays Dick Cheney opposite Sam Rockwell as George W. Bush. The latest movie from Adam McKay is scoring big at the box office. The movie opened on Christmas Day and is predicted to bring in $10 million this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's a first for a liberal news channel. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It was an especially busy week for news, and it had an impact on the cable news ratings, it appears, with MSNBC topping Fox News for the first time in 18 years. For the week from December 17th to 21st, MSNBC enjoyed ratings wins in both total viewers, the first time it's done that since 2000, and the more advertising-appealing demographic age set of 25 to 54, the first time since 2001. MSNBC also had the most watched cable news program in the Rachel Maddow Show, which brought in an average 3.21 million viewers last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
CNN has announced it will air a bittersweet, nostalgic tribute to Gilda Radner on New Year's Day. Here's more on the story from USA's Rick Vincent.
Gilda Radner was an original member of NBC's Saturday Night Live, and her comedy inspired many who came after her. Love, Gilda is a documentary directed by Lisa Diapolito to be aired on CNN on New Year's Day. Here she highlights the struggles Radner faced.
Even when she was struggling with her eating disorders, there was always a sense of humor. You always wonder if people are funny in real life, and from what everyone told me, Gilda was really funny, and in her journals and her audio recordings, she was really a unique and different person.
She died from ovarian cancer in 1989. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.